This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
In the world of the equity markets, what seems like bad news sometimes can be construed as not so bad, depending on your perspective. Wall Street was disappointed that not as many jobs as they anticipated were created last month. But now some analysts are saying perhaps the Federal Reserve will feel less urgency to continue raising interest rates. The overall unemployment rate stayed at 3.7% in this month's report from Washington. A man at Great Bend, Kansas, is facing a variety of drug charges after he called police to report he'd been bitten by a venomous cobra snake. The officers responded to the call, and they found the man had decapitated and buried the snake. But not only is ownership of a poisonous snake illegal in Great Bend, so is possession of marijuana, hallucinogenic mushrooms, and drug paraphernalia that the police say they also found there. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's a program that ranchers and farmers have come to appreciate in North Dakota. It connects coyote hunters and trappers with the landowners who are having predator problems. It's been activated now for the 7th year, the Coyote Catalog, set up by the state departments in North Dakota that oversee agriculture and wildlife. Last year, 30 landowners were linked up with some 500 hunters and trappers. The young man got two standing ovations, just minutes apart and 600 miles apart. At the College Football Awards show, the broadcast from Atlanta, young sports writer and Purdue University sports superfan Tyler Trent once more shared his message to fight cancer, and he received a standing ovation. The 20-year-old cancer patient was also presented the Disney Spirit Award at that telecast. After being pushed to the stage by Purdue quarterback David Blough, Tyler was asked how he felt. He called the attention he was getting undeserved. And reiterating his message for those suffering with cancer, Tyler said, "There's a light at the end of the tunnel. As long as you rely on your faith, things will work out." Well, that video clip of Tyler was replayed on the scoreboard at Purdue University's home basketball game with Maryland. The sports writer for the Indianapolis Star, Greg Doyle, said literally you could have heard a pin drop. The entire arena was quiet watching the video. And then came the other standing ovation. There in West Lafayette, 14,000 fans paid tribute to Tyler Trent. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.